Emma Plyma.
And Emma, we're here at the Adaptive PE Conference Day. First of all, what is it like for you to see all of these kids come together and to have just a day of fun and connecting?
I think it's really special for them, and it's a great opportunity. And for us as helpers, it kind of just lets us get to know the community and the Little Hawkeye Conference as a whole and all of like the special needs kids that are in it.
And you're in Mr. Fessler's Adaptive PE class. What's that experience been like for you to connect with students with special needs in a lot of fun environments?
It's amazing, and I love it so much. I can be having a bad day, and I'll walk into PE, and they'll just brighten my day right away. And something funny always happens, and it's just a blast.
And how do you think this experience, the class itself, has changed you, maybe from where you were as a sophomore to now?
I think it's made me a lot more patient and like not let things get on my nerves as easy, because some of the kids you just really have to be patient with. And especially with some of the nonverbal kids, you have to find ways to adapt games for them. So it's kind of helped me like have a new perspective on like different lifestyles and stuff like that. So it's really good.
Well, I'm not trying to call you out. I actually saw you helping a student over there like that. You know, what does that mean to be able to try and connect with a student like that? And what have you learned about those kinds of experiences?
Yeah, you really have to build a relationship with them before they open up to you, because some of them are really timid. And so like over there, a girl got a ball stolen from her and she started crying. So you really just kind of have to open up to them and like get to know how they're feeling and how they cope with things and deal with things. And I don't know, it's just, you just really have to know their personality and take the time to get to know them.
Well, and you're a junior this year, and I assume you're going to try this again next year. And what do you hope maybe next year to kind of bring the next level and maybe get new students involved?
Yeah, well, now that I have built like the base of our relationship, now I can really start having fun with them and get to know who they are as a person and what they like to do. And next year we're losing a lot of seniors, so hopefully some more helpers will come and they'll get to experience the same things and build the same relationships that I have.